Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. So we want to give you a hand clap, guys. Welcome to the network. I hope you're all excited out there today. Hey, we trust that you had a productive and powerful day today. And we know some things may not have gone right, but guess what? If you're listening to this, you're still here. You're still here. And that's pretty powerful when you think about it. You're still here listening to the network today. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, for those listening via the internet and those listening via their mobile devices, of course, telephone call, we thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Hey, the network is all about just encouraging you throughout the week or within the week to keep you motivated and excited about the things of God, ladies and gentlemen, which is really all we really need. So we're here to lift you up to the Lord, to share with you, to let you know, hey, all you need is Jesus Christ. All you need is Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do here on the Encouraging Word Global Network. So thank you for joining us, all those who are coming online. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hey, our topic tonight, we're going to have a great topic tonight. We're going to go into a word of prayer. We're not going to keep you too long because we know everybody is busy, such a busy week, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. But our topic tonight is the attitude of Christ, ladies and gentlemen, Yeshua God, attitude of Christ. What does the Bible say about attitude? And this program is probably just for me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because I work on that attitude every day, and we want to encourage people to work on their attitude. And also, too, we want to encourage people to teach their children, right? Teach their children about how to have the right attitude today in order to survive this wonderful culture we're in. I'd be able to survive it, too, as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we also thank the overseers of the network, Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, who support us, this network, to make sure we stay on topic. And we're looking forward to hearing from them a little later on as well as we move forward on this wonderful, wonderful broadcast. So we're going to go into a word of prayer, and we're going to go right into the topic tonight, the attitude of Christ, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just excited about that because we need to all work on that. Every one of us on the planet need to work on that. And unfortunately, people don't, they got out there called what we call road rage. They got people acting all silly and, you know, saying things they really don't mean, but they do it at the spur of the moment type thing. So all of us can learn something from the attitude of Christ, and we just pray that Holy Spirit will quicken the souls of this on the network that listen to this network later on as well. And anything we got to improve on, we just want to get better and better for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But first of all, we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for himself. We thank God for Jesus Christ. And we thank God for precious Holy Spirit. Let's give it up for the Lord tonight. Thank you, Father. Everything we're doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank God for a wonderful day today. Father God, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for every person listening, Father God, every family represented, every marriage, Father God, every individual that's represented, every family member that's represented, Father God. We just pray for their specific needs, Father God, both spoken and unspoken in their own hearts and minds today. They can go directly to you, O Lord, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We can go directly to the Father. We can go directly to the Son, to the Father to ask, and he will grant our petition according to his will. So, Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to pray for others. There's a lot going on, and not only in our nation, but around the world. There's wars and rumors of wars, Father God. There's things happening that we don't approve of, and we can go right down the list, but you know everything, O Lord. So we ask you to protect the innocent, Father God. Protect those who would try to harm children, Father God. Break up families. People would try to take advantage of people, Father God. We pray against that in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you protect the innocent, protect the children, Father God. Protect our children, our young ones, Father God. We protect our sons and daughters and, of course, our nieces and nephews and our grandsons and granddaughters, Father, and great-grandsons and great-granddaughters, Father God. So protect the young, Father God. Protect the innocent today by the power of the Holy Spirit. And, Father God, we thank you for our leadership, Father God, all our bishops and pastors and ministers and our apostles and evangelists, Father God, our teachers that preach and teach the word each and every day, each and every week, Father God. So we thank you for them. right now in the power of the Holy Spirit today. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, we thank you for our leadership and our nation. We ask that you quicken our hearts, Father God, in this United States and even leaders around the world. Father God, quicken our hearts that they may do the right thing for the people, Father God, to help the people grow, help the people move forward. And most of all, leaders should encourage, Father God. We ask that the leadership encourage their people, Father God, their countries, Father God, in a way that will point to you. So we thank you in advance, Father God, for the encouragement of the day. We thank you for this time, Father God, and may you be glorified today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. This is Encouraging Words, Open Network. Thank you for joining us. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. And we're excited about you being with us tonight. You know, one thing I've been working on personally is attitude, ladies and gentlemen, for a long time. And that's been mainly through the Word of God, through the Church of God as well, being a part of a ministry as well, ladies and gentlemen. But also, too, through a personal development and just wanting to improve your, you know, my own personal attitude. So, but what does the Bible say about attitude? We're going to talk about that a little bit and get right into that. And then we're going to open up the lines as well to our leadership first. Ladies and gentlemen, that may have some comments or wonderful word tonight as well. Then for anybody who needs prayer, you know, just press one and a star sign. Now let me know you want to come on the network. But most of you will just be listening, which is great. But you can also call later on, right? Call later on. Call me 404. Or you can text me 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We'll be glad to pray for you. And because God knows all. All we got to do is lift you up to the Lord, and the Lord knows what to do, obviously, with your needs as well. Hey, what does the Bible say about attitude? That's a quick answer. I'm going to read one paragraph out of some of the research I did on it. And, of course, then we're going to go into what good attitudes are and also to how to develop good attitudes through the scriptures as well. But writing from prison cell in Rome, the Apostle Paul wrote about the attitude of Christians should have. Whatever happened, conduct yourselves in manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And this is all in Philippians. This is Philippians 1 and 27. The whatever happens here is in reference to whether Paul can come to visit the Philippians or not. Paul gave this instruction so that whether I come and see you or only hear you in my absence, I will know that you are stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. So, you know, all of us have to have a wonderful and what I call a strong attitude for the things of God according to the word. Now, I'm not saying that's easy. It doesn't necessarily happen overnight for everybody. We understand that. But we have to continually work on this attitude as Christ had when he was walking this wonderful earth. And, of course, he's left us precious Holy Spirit to help us all today to have a great attitude that reflects the will of the Father and the will of the Son as well. No matter what unexpected disruptions, and that's one thing we have to understand, ladies and gentlemen. I was telling somebody today, we just got to grow up in some things. Things just are this is the world. You got to know the world will do certain things. The world, that's what the world does. Even the Bible tells us about that. So don't be, don't be alarmed or don't be surprised that certain things happen, unexpected things happen. But no matter what unexpected disruptions, frustrations, or difficulties come our way, we are to respond like the Christ-like attitude. We should be standing firm, right, and striving for the faith. And I'm going to pause right here because, again, the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's, ladies and gentlemen. And once I understood that little bit of faith there, ladies and gentlemen, that the battle is not mine, it's the Lord's, you know, you can kind of let God know that, hey, he's going to handle everything for you and in your own life as well. Paul later writes, says, attitude, your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, Yeshua God. That's Philippians 2 and 5. He is talking about demonstrating humility, right, and the selfishness in relationships. He also encourages us in Ephesians 5:1, to be imitators. Now, I love this part. Be imitators. I always love that scripture there. To be imitators of Christ as dearly beloved children. I remember I used to read that continually. Be imitators of Christ. And how many times a day, ladies and gentlemen, are people around the globe trying to imitate everybody else but the character of Christ? So that's something that we all got to work on. We got, you know, people wanting to be this and that. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with having, you know, trying to be like your daddy or your mommy. And we understand that portion of it. But we're talking about the attitude of Christ today, where no matter what goes on, you can see the love of Christ will shine through in any situation. As children love to imitate, I just mentioned, what they see and repeat what they hear, we also are charged to imitate and model Christ's behavior and to be clear reflection of the Lord. That's Matthew 5 and 16. And as we talk about children, as we were talking about this earlier with some other people about children today. You know, some children, not all of them, of course, some children don't have respect of their own mothers and fathers or their elders. Some children don't have respect of themselves. They don't have respect of their peers. And main reason is because they may have not seen what the respect and what the right attitude should be towards people from Christ's perspective, right? So we understand, you know, that the world will do one way, and of course Christ does another way, and we are charged to really help others grow in this area. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, those who may be joining us all around the country there, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Our topic tonight, the attitude of Christ, Yeshua God, the attitude of Christ. So we want to encourage everybody just to fine-tune or whatever we got to do, just get better. We just want to get better each and every day in what we do, what we say, and how we react to others today, because people need it, ladies and gentlemen. People need your attitude. They need your good attitude. They need to see that Christ lives inside you. They need to know that you are loved through them because Christ shines through you as well. Hey, let's talk about good attitudes real quickly as well. According to Scripture, right, your attitude toward life, your circumstances, and toward other people should always be the Lord's, right? We talked about that as defined in the Scripture. So we got a good roadmap, that's for sure, on how to do this. Good attitudes are generally demonstrated by being positive, right, encouraging, loving, humble, teachable, right, very important here, cooperative, and also considerate, selfish, loyal, persevering, and so forth, Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Now, this area, ladies and gentlemen, is something that we all have to work on. It doesn't just happen overnight, right? You can't go to school and get a PhD in this area, but, you know, as far as the demonstration of that, that's something that's daily. That's something that has to be a conscious decision to understand the day, to understand what happens, because things can happen, right? Things can happen bad, you know, things can happen good. Things can happen not the way we thought it should be, and we can react a certain way. So it's so important that we have this attitude, good attitude of Christ, according to Galatians 5:22. Now, to God, good attitudes to God, our attitude should be reverence, right? Submission, love, trust, humbleness, obedience, worship, and prayerfulness. This is all scriptures out of Psalms, Mark, John, and James, and Samuel. So to God, our attitude should be a reverence. And, you know, and also we've got to pray for those who don't believe in God also. We pray for the atheist. We pray for the agnostic. We pray for those who may believe there is a God but don't reverence him. We have to reverence God because of who he is. I believe that's part of the challenge of our day, is that people don't even fear God, ladies and gentlemen. So that's part of our attitude, is to fear God and reverence because of who he is, because he is truly the Almighty God. To God's children, right? This is very important. Good attitude towards God's children. Attitude should be love, right? Forgiveness, consideration, caring, encouragement, right? That's the purpose of the network, is just to encourage you in the things of God so that you stay focused on what's really, really, really important. Kindness, right? Our pastors teach this all the time. Kindness, humility, unselfishness, respectful, and impartial. Now, everybody's attitude is different. So, you know, everybody has to work on that the way they need to. But that's coming from John, Romans, James, Ephesians, First Thessalonians, and then Hebrews and Corinthians. And of course, if anybody loves these scriptures, I'd be glad to email these to you later on as well. Also, too, good attitude to authority, right? To authority. If you're, you know, working for somebody or working in a situation, you know, where you're working and getting paid, to authority, our attitude should be respectful, right? Cooperative, accountable, humble, helpful, encouraging, loyal, not resentful, defiant, or disrespectful. That comes out of Hebrew and also First Peter. You know, I always tell people that, you know, they didn't pay me to come in here with a bad attitude. They don't pay you to come with a good attitude either, but they definitely don't pay you to come with a bad attitude and start talking about everybody and, you know, putting down the establishment or putting down the situation, you know, whatever. All that is part of a good attitude that represents the things of Christ. So we want to stay away from the things that don't represent him, right, as well. To hard circumstances, what kind of attitude should we have towards hard circumstances? Our attitude should be patient, right? Thankfulness. But remember now, the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. Now, this doesn't mean that we're not responsible, right, for things. We still are responsible for the things we have to do. But attitude in hard circumstances should be patience, thankfulness, persevering, and believing. And without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit will guide you in all things, help you solve problems, help you get things done, and just help you. But you got to be patient, got to be thankful, and got to be prayerful in these things. That's out of Romans and Galatians. To the church, to the body, church, to the body, which is our church, right, the Lord and Savior, our attitude should be respectful, faithful, cooperative. You see the pattern here? Helpful, willingness, dependable, and participating and encouraging. That's to the church. That's first out of 1 Corinthians and also Hebrews. To duty. To duty could be to your family, right? First, could be to God, could be to your establishment, you know, whatever you're involved with. Our attitude should be faithfulness, responsibility, obedience, cooperative, and endurance as well. That's out of Luke and 1 Luke and then also 1 Corinthians. To unfairness, right? Things don't always go our way, right? You have to say that. The things just don't go our way. You know, you work hard toward a thing and things happen. And that's okay. Things happen. And we got to be able to understand that's just life. We call it life. So to unfairness, our attitude should be patient, humility, confidence in God's justice, right? Because as you know, God said he'll take care of business at the right time. So we don't have to go out and get revenge on people. Because God will handle it. You just got to turn it over to the Lord. That's out of Romans and also Luke. To disappointment or tragedy, and we know things happen. Even as we speak, things are happening around the globe that disappoint or in a tragic mode right now. Our attitude should be humility, submission to God, prayerful, right? Got to be prayerful today, no doubt about it. Matter of fact, you got to pray with your eyes open, and you should be praying every second, almost every second minute of the day, no matter what you're doing, right? Confidence in God's fairness. That's out of Psalms, Jeremiah, Deuteronomy, Job, and Romans as well. Without a doubt, to the lost, right? We're always concerned about the lost. Our attitude should be compassionate, forgiving, right? Encouraging, helpful, reconciling them to God, right? The whole goal is to point them to Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. That's out of 2 Corinthians and Peter, 2 Peter and Matthew. To the lost, we should have a great attitude so they can shine, so you can shine the light of God on them and coming from you as well, in Jesus' name. To sin, right? Even with those who are sinners and those who want to continue to sin before the Lord, we have to have a good attitude. The attitude should be uncompromising, unaccepting, intolerant, unsympathetic, yet compassionate, right? And reconciliatory. For the repentance. That don't mean we have to agree with all they're doing, right? So we got to know that we got to be compassionate, and we got to have be able to reconcile them to the things of God. And that can all be done through prayer, through fasting. Of course, don't leave fasting out as well. But all that, even to sin, we got to have a good attitude to help others and win those to Christ as well, in Jesus' name. Hey, two more. We got two more coming up. To success, right? Even to success. We should have a great attitude, right? Thanking God for our successes in our homes, in our businesses, in our careers, and things like that. Our attitudes should be humble, right? Grateful, God glorifying, not self-exalting, or forgetful to God. So even in our successes, we need to have a great attitude. And most of the time, that's not pretty hard to do, right? It's not too hard to do when you have success, right? You can have a great attitude if you got all your bills paid, you got all your cars paid off. Got your children taken care of as far as a college, you know, everything's good. You got money in the bank, money, extra money everywhere else, you know. You got your, you know, all your taking, everything's taken care of. Your bills paid up for a whole, maybe 5 or 6 years in advance or something. I don't know. But all that's good. That's out of James and also Proverbs. And the last one tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on our Good Attitude, Encouraging Word Network, the attitude of Christ, even to misunderstanding. Wow. And well, this was a good one because lot of people misunderstand people, right? Some people misunderstand you when you text them or call them or talk to them about something. So even a misunderstanding, we have to have a good attitude. So attitude should be peacemaking, right? Oh, I love that part. So even an misunderstanding, we should try to make peace with the situation to the best of our ability and the best we can. Even when you're not necessarily involved, if we are involved some way, it could be out, you know, out and about somewhere trying to calm people down. We need to be peacemakers. We need to be reconciled, be in a reconciled state, patient, and forgiving as well. That's out of Colossians 3 and 5. So that's pretty cool. So as we move forward tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to keep you too long. How we come together on good attitudes is all about really imitating what the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, has given us, why he was walking this earth, and even power of the Holy Spirit. As you know, God will let you know. He'll talk to you through his word. He'll talk to you in your heart and in your spirit to know what to do, what to say. But one thing I want to leave tonight is that we got to know that the battle is not ours, ladies and gentlemen. It is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. And this is something that continuously needs to be worked on a regular basis. So we all need to work on that. But tonight we're talking about the attitude of Christ, Yeshua, God. He gives us the pattern. He gives us the proper way to do it. And of course, he also gives you the victory in Jesus' name also too, to how to get victory over all other things that the enemy would try to take away from you as well. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight we're talking about attitude. We just wanted to encourage you to do fine-tune things that you have to do to help you move forward in Jesus Christ. So we thank God for you. Hey, at this time, we're going to open up the line for our wonderful leadership tonight. And we're going to have Bishop's on and Dr. Crenshaw's on. But at this time, we're going to open up the lines for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight, Elder Kevin. Thank you so much for that most timely word, because certainly with all that's going on in the world today and the challenges that all of us face, is nobody is exempt for being challenged, by attitude. It's something that we should always be focused on and think about. The word of the Lord tells us, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So at the close of the day, a lot of times it's a heart matter. You have to consider, Lord, what is causing me or what is pushing me to feel or to say or to act the way that I do. What is the answer to all of that? The answer is really prayer. You know, spending time with the Lord, meditating. Paul tells us to think that a love is those things that are pure, those things which have an honest report. A lot of things, some of the things that come up out of our spirit, it has a lot to do with how we're thinking. So I want to challenge everybody tonight. Let your thoughts be those which are honest and pure and of a good report. Don't allow anything or anybody to manipulate your thinking so that you will not be able to think on the positive things that God has done for us every day. All of us have something to praise God for. All of us have something to thank God for. If we wake up in the morning, just thank God that I have eyes to see and ears to hear. Thank God that I have, praise God, feet that I can walk and shelter, and I even have a job that I can go to. If we just begin to think on the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, we have a reason to praise him. We have a reason to thank God. The Bible even tells us in the book of Romans, the one thing that's a prerequisite to a reprobate mind or reprobate spirit is to be ungrateful and to be unthankful. And a lot of times people can respond, act, do any kind of way, bad attitude, because they don't think about the fact that it might be offensive to somebody. It doesn't even cross their minds, because sometimes we're borderline being a reprobated mind. So we never want to get into a place where that we are reprobated. If anything I do, say, act, whatever, it has no impact upon others. That's certainly not the life of Christ or the attitude of Christ. But if we would learn to just be thankful, learn to praise him, learn to magnify him, I don't care what we're going through, our Father is still worthy to be praised. And many times if we just sit down just for a moment, I remember a quote that Elder Kevin would use all the time. He said, men don't think. That includes women too. In general, men don't think. Sometimes we don't think. If we can just think on the goodness of Jesus, it will soothe out all of the challenges and some of the things that we're facing. As a matter of fact, if we think before we speak, think about what we're going to say, how that may impact the environment. God would give us wisdom. The Bible tells us, he that lacketh wisdom, just ask it of God. Nobody is exempt. Nobody is exempt. We all have those challenges in our lives that we have to think on the goodness of the Lord and allow our thoughts to be linked to those things that we know that's going to produce good fruit. And I say productive good fruit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, contentment, meekness, all of those things that the Lord has saving us. And he said that if we would bear fruit, he would purge us, that we would bring forth more fruit. So I encourage you tonight to be challenged by your thinking. Think on those things which are lovely and are pure and of an honest report. That alone will help our attitude. That alone, if we wake up in the morning and don't allow our minds to drift on everything that's negative. Think on the goodness of Jesus and realize if it had not been for him, I don't care what we're going through, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, none of us would be where we are today. So let your thoughts drive your attitude. Let me say that again. Allow your positive thoughts on those things which are lovely and pure and of an honest report to drive your attitude. I guarantee you tonight, if we would take the words of Paul and allow that to be a part of our lifestyle, then we, every day, would be a better day in spite of what we've gone through. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so very much for those that are listening. I encourage you tonight to allow your spirit to be open to those things that are positive, those things which are pure, and those things which is an honest report. So I pray for every listener, grace of God may rest upon their minds. And I thank you, Father, that even tonight we're being transformed by our own words, those things that will speak life and not death, because the power of life and death, it lies in the tongue. And I thank you tonight, and I praise you that every person that's listening, learn to wake up in the morning, put their feet on the floor, and just begin to give you praise and to be thankful for another day. I ask for your leadership and your guidance that you will help us to be able to respond, to react, and maintain a Christ-like attitude. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, we're going to open up your line as well at this time. I want to make sure we recognize you, and we thank you so much for your time as well, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word that's gone forth already by Elder Kevin and Dr. Crenshaw. I just want to encourage tonight to know that God knows your every need and your every desire. He knows where you're at and where you're trying to go. And Lord, we thank you as you have spoken to your people tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And God, we give you all praise and all glory shall be thine forever, the name Yeshua. We give you thanks for all your many, many blessings. We thank you, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you tonight that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. We thank you tonight for your grace and mercy. We ask you to look on that man, that woman, that child tonight, that fear that is all hope is gone. God, give them the secure and give them the hope. That let them know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that they think as according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of them. Even now, God, I give you praise, God, and we thank you as you look on families, as you look on husbands and wives and children, God, as you look on our America, look on the people of everywhere, God. We need you as never before. Thank you, God, as your angels encamp about us, keep us and keep our minds in perfect peace as stayed on you. And we give you glory and all honor shall be thine forever.
And God, we pull down every stronghold, and we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And we give you all glory and all honor. We thank you tonight that you're healing. Lord, we thank you that you are delivering. You're setting free. We thank you tonight, God. We give you glory tonight. Praise you tonight. It is already done according to your word. We thank you tonight that families are being healed. Families are being put back together. Families, oh God, you're moving in their lives, God. We thank you tonight, God, those that have lost loved ones, God. And Lord, we thank you tonight. Strengthen them and encourage their hearts. We thank you to those that is going through tough times in their lives and feel like that they don't have no one that they can depend on or rely on, knowing that you never leave us nor forsake us, but you'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. And we give you praise for it, and we decree and declare it is already done. We thank you for the victory. The victory is already theirs, and we give you praise for it in the name of Jesus Christ, the greatest, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Yeshua, named Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise and honor. Shall be done. Give them their, let their sleep be sweet in you tonight. Let them rest in peace in God, and we give you praise and all glory, Lord. We thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, that was Bishop John Crenshaw, along with his beautiful, wonderful wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, giving us the word tonight. And let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for our wonderful pastor, Bishop, tonight. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. This is what we're all about, ladies. We just want you to stay encouraged. And you know that we have the best example, which is Yeshua, God, Jesus Christ, the best example of how to have the right attitude toward the Father. One thing I love about Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, he was always wanting to please the Father, and that's the attitude that we should all have as well, ladies and gentlemen. For those listening around the globe, have the attitude of Christ, always want to please the Father, and believe me, you'll see miracles. You'll see things happening in your home that you never thought would happen because of the right attitude in Christ. So we thank God for you. We thank God for all the prayers, all the information, all the comments about the topic tonight as well. We thank God for Jesus Christ. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Encouraging Word Global Network. We don't want to keep you too long tonight. Get ready to get out of here. God bless you. Hey, remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Jesus. We'll see you. Bye-bye.